media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Matt Matheny. Good morning, Coach Matheny.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Before we talk about your week ahead and last week, just wanted to give you the opportunity, as we've done with all the coaches here this morning, to talk about some of your players who you feel are worthy of all-conference and postseason award recognition.
Well, Tyler Sebring's had an all-conference year for sure, and he's been consistent throughout the season, but has really played well in conference play. And Danon Swoop has had a good year for us, too, and I think he, in many ways, when he's playing well, we're playing well. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Brian Dawkins. Because we've struggled the last couple weeks in his absence, and he's been an important key for us, not only this year, but for the last couple years.
All right. Thank you very much for that. As you touched on, you guys had, without Brian, a couple of tough losses on the road last week, 87-63 up at UNCW and 72-57 at Delaware. Just give me your view on what happened in those two games.
We went into Wilmington, and they made some shots at the beginning of the game that were great shots, and that place is a very exciting place to play, and I think they feed off their crowd very well. And we bent our knees and defended and had hands in their faces on some, but not enough. And they got a big lead in the first half. We came out in the second half ready to chip into the lead and couldn't get shots to go down, and so we came up short there. And then I really like how our guys have been able to bounce back after difficult situations, and we came out up at Delaware with a great bounce in our step and really defended well for the better part of the first half, and we just got some decent looks. Could get them to go down, and that game got away from us as well.
When you have a team like yours that that traditionally shoots the ball so well, as they've struggled a little bit offensively, as a coach, how do you help shooters that regain some of that confidence?
It's a challenge, but you're right. We've got a lot of guys that can shoot. And we've offensively have really been out of rhythm and not been able to shoot it quite as well as we're capable of. And so we spend a lot of time in the gym. And they're getting in the gym on their own. We're coaching them in the gym and encouraging them and getting them game-like shots. And I think it's going to come back.
Do you have any update on Brian's status? Do you think you have a chance to get him back this week?
He's been on the practice court early this week. I think there's a possibility he could play. We have three games in 5 days, so Thursday, Saturday, Monday. I'd love to think he'd play before those games are over. But at this point, I don't know for sure. But it is nice to have him back on the practice court.
You talked about that bounce and the step up at Delaware. I know you made some changes, at least in the starting lineup. What was sort of the reasoning of that, and what did you think that those guys provided for you?
We're trying to shuffle the deck a little bit. And what I love about coaching this team is it's really easy to be united and together and in good times. But our team has stayed connected through this difficult stretch. And that's been awesome. And when you shuffle the deck, sometimes people hang their heads. Our guys didn't do that. And I thought they gave us a great energy. The people that we put in the lineup gave us a great energy. And we'll just need to continue to build on that.
We're here with Elon head coach Matt Matheny. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Last regular season home game is for a senior group that is your first group that's been through the kind of the full 4 years with the CAA. Just talk about some of those guys and what they've meant as you've made this transition to the league.
Well, Brian Dawkins was with us the last year in the Southern Conference because this is his fifth year here, and it's interesting in the locker room to hear him recall some stories from his first year, and then have the other seniors say, look at him like, "What are you talking about?" So it's pretty cool, and You know, they've been in the hotels, they've been in the cities, they've been in the arenas throughout the league, and I think we've learned a lot. I think we've grown a lot, and I'm really proud of guys like Colin Luther and Jack Anton, who haven't played a lot, even though this is their senior year, staying engaged, staying locked in, and being veteran leaders for us.
As you touched on, you got three games in 5 days stretch to close out. But the two games this week, going to Charleston and then hosting Northeastern on Saturday, the teams that are sitting 1-2 in the conference, they sort of do it differently. But what are some of the challenges they present, and what makes each of those teams so successful doing it different ways?
Well, I think both teams are playing with confidence. And that's something that we're battling right now. So mindset is a big thing, and I think Charleston, I haven't looked at Northeastern at all, really, since we played them in early January. But you watch Charleston play, you see a team with experience, with talented players that are playing with confidence. And so it's mindset against mindset, and can we get our guys up to play a team that's very confident, not only with the way they're playing, but playing very well at home.
All right, Matt, thanks as always for spending some time with us here this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.